faith in Christ without a manifestation of God's righteous nature is. We talked about the fact that we should walk in love. Praise God. We talked also about the fact that we should do battle with the word of prophecy. Amen. We talked about that we should mix the word we hear with faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Then we talked about the fact that God does not see mountains. Hallelujah. Or challenges or giants. God does not, when God gives us a prophetic word, God does not acknowledge giants. He doesn't look at challenges. He does not say anything about those. The reason being that they don't exist from his perspective. Hallelujah. He's Almighty God. There's nothing impossible with him. That's number four. That is, one is the fact that we walk in love. Two is the fact that we do battle with the word of prophecy. Three, we should mix the word we hear with our faith. Four, we must bear in mind that when the Father does say something, he doesn't see mountains and challenges. Amen? Now, number five, which is where we are today. We should order our conversation aright. Hallelujah. The things that we say about the prophetic word and do are vital. Hallelujah. Psalm 50 verse 23. Say, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. So it is the person who orders his conversation aright that God will bring into salvation. And the word salvation also includes deliverance. Hallelujah. Prosperity. And everything that is good that God has to offer us. Amen. So when we, and conversation there, when we do what God says and order our lives in line with his will, God will do what he said. We talked about the fact that one of the definitions of faith is the things that we need to do to commit God's integrity to perform his promise. Even if it's as little as you making a confession, praise God. Although this confession, which we're going to be dealing with a part of it today, isn't, some people find it very difficult. We need to order our lives in a way that lines up with God's word, doing that which we know is pleasing to him. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Praise the Lord. In Christ, all right, our lives Because we're talking about ordering conversation aright. The word translated conversation also includes your lifestyle. Amen? It includes your lifestyle. And under the New Testament, your lifestyle and the words that come out of your mouth are vital to God, to God blessing us. Earthly wise. Spiritually, we have been blessed. Amen? With all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. But when it comes to us receiving all that God has for us, there are two things we need to do. We need to speak right, and we need to live right. Hallelujah. We need to do right. We need to speak right, and we need to do right. Amen? There is no such thing as Christianity without the evidence of right living. Right living is a part of our Christian walk. When we order our conversation aright, we order our lifestyle and our words aright. Otherwise, what Jesus was talking about here, we will seem to fall short of it. Hallelujah. The scripture we just read, there were two things there. You notice that the person that Jesus was talking about was able to cast out devils. He was able to do mighty works in the name of Jesus. So the person was not under the law. Do you understand? That describes a born again, spirit-filled Christian. Don't you think so? Can we go back and read it again? It says, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Do you see, he's not talking about the unregenerated. He's not talking about somebody who's not born again, who's not filled with the Holy Ghost. He's talking about someone who knows the Lord. Hallelujah. He's talking about somebody who's born again and filled with the Holy Ghost and walking in the power of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. When God is saying he that ordereth his conversation aright, our lifestyle must line up with our faith. Hallelujah. I know that we get to be told stuff like, when we talk about works, then we're no longer living under grace. No. It depends on what works you're talking about. The works of the law, by it shall no man be justified. But there is the fruit of righteousness that we have in Christ. And it is the fruit that says we got that righteousness. If we don't, the nature of God in us has to show up on the outside. If we became new creatures in Christ, born again, born anew, children of God, we must manifest the nature of our God. If we don't, we don't belong to him. So in that scripture, we see that there is, number one, a godly lifestyle. We must have it. In Genesis chapter 18 and in verse 19, it says, therefore, I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice, and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. The Bible is telling us here that he beholdeth who? Someone else? Himself. When we get saved, or when we got saved, we receive the nature of God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are become new. And all of these things are of God. We become new creatures. Let's go back to the book of James. James chapter 1. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. And so when we are hearing from God, we ought to be doing. Amen. Because there are things in the world that are trying to creep into the church that we must not allow to occur. Hallelujah. Now, in James chapter 3, verse 26, it says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without egon is dead also. Which means that faith without her works is dead. Now, faith in Christ without a manifestation of God's righteous nature is dead. We have to allow God manifest himself through us. And they're very simple things, really. When we have received Christ, they're very simple. Hallelujah. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 17, because if we are confused about these things, we will have problems. Because the enemy wants to keep us speaking words, claiming who we are, and telling us, don't do anything right. Just live as crazy as the world. Everything's going to be cool. And it's not true. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2, verse 17. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Now, I'm not saying this to get you to become sin conscious. I want you to get something, which is get off the block. Begin to grow. Begin to grow in your Christian walk. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth not walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. You have not so learned Christ. Which means Jesus, we didn't copy those things from Christ. Somebody cannot be a thief and say he's the righteousness of God. Somebody cannot be lying, living a lifestyle contrary to the truth and claim to be a believer. We have not so learned Christ. You can't say you're a Christian and you're trying to marry two women together. That we have not so learned Christ. You can't be a Christian and be a pedophile. We have not so learned Christ. You can't be a Christian and be in government and support unrighteous decrees. We have not so learned Christ. The Jesus that we received has to show in our lives. Otherwise, our faith is dead. Verse 21, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that he put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which after God is created in true righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. He's beginning to tell us, what should we do? Put it off. Are there things you're doing that you were doing before you got saved that are not right? Put it off. How do you know it's not right? What the word says. If it doesn't line up with the word, it's not of God. Put it off. There are a lot of people preaching today who want to, they give us these things. They look like, I don't know what to call them, but they're not telling us the truth. And it's not the whole truth. If you say anything about changing one's ways and living right, they say it's performance. But there are works in the Bible. And what works means egon. The Greek word is egon. It means your deeds. Jesus has given us grace to do good works. Good works. What kind of Christian is a lying Christian? Whenever God's word is coming to us, it's not to condemn the believer, but that the believer will say, wow, that's the mirror. That's how I ought to look. If I'm not doing it right, like if my buttons were buttoned wrongly, and somebody tells me, dude, let me show you something. If it was like this, and I came out of my office, I'd rush it. Now, when you saw me and you said, Pastor, can you please adjust your button? Something's wrong, all right? And I do it right. How's that condemnation? So you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to tell us that when we see you like this, we should just leave you like that and just say we love you. What kind of love is that? That's not love. Hallelujah. Everything in the word is important. Jesus wasn't just talking. Don't let anybody deceive you. We saw when we were reading from the book of Matthew that it is possible to manifest God's power and still go to hell. So, we need to pay close attention to what he's saying, to all that he's saying. Amen. Well, you know, when we were in the world, we were sinners. That's the default position. Some of us were crazy. Now you came to Christ and you're still crazy. Then you're not trying to call yourself a crazy Christian? No. It's not compulsory to be a Christian. But if you're a Christian, change your ways. And cause it to line up with the word of God. Verse 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Now, you can be angry, but don't sin. He said, neither give place to the devil. Because when you keep that anger there, you will give the adversary the opportunity to do you harm. A Christian cannot sit down and plot evil against people. The Bible says we should be as wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. We're not people who are going around hurting other people. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may give to him that needeth. That means you're not supposed to be a drug dealer. You're not supposed to be a fraudster, you know, like, you know, trying to do some, you know, making some of these fake phone calls saying you're from the FBI and you want to collect, you know, then at the end of the day, you collect a gift card for FBI. A Christian cannot do that. Your home is getting old. You light it up somewhere so insurance can pay for it. A Christian does not do that. The Bible says, that believers were first called Christians because they were like Christ. Can you imagine Jesus, you know, going to commit insurance fraud? Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Dirty jokes. No believer has business with dirty jokes. Getting into chat rooms and be saying some things that are unprintable. You can't talk like that. In secret or in the open. Dirty jokes, using four-letter words, just be cursing like the world. No, that's demonic. Believers don't talk like that. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. If it's corrupt, don't say it. So, Pastor, you know, all these things are works, you know. Just let God do it all. God is the one doing it all. You're joking. You're joking. You have been given the skills. You have been equipped for godly living. The Bible said that God has given us all things which pertain to life and godliness. By grace, it was given to us. We didn't work for it. Now that we have received it, because God is going to judge the world because of their evil works. Do you understand? So we cannot be doing the same things that the world are doing and be claiming to be Christians.